Wait, is that all the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
You mean when you strip it up? Mm-hmm. Like a bacon?
Would you call that a side of bacon or middle of bacon? Or?
Well, a side would be the whole thing. And I think the middle is a section of that. Mm-hmm. I think the middle is the choice piece of that mm-hmm. side. I believe that's right. I'm not
is
sure.
That the same as the bacon?
Yeah.
What about the kind of meat that you buy already sliced to cook with eggs?
Bacon. Smoked bacon.
Okay. And the outside of the bacon is the...
rind.
Okay. And say if you take the trimmings and slice them up and grind them, and you might make...
chitlin, the cracklings.
Or say if you just took the meat and ground it up and maybe stuffed it in casing and...
sausage.
Okay. And the person that sells meat is called
a butcher.
And say if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat is
rank.
Or the meat has done what?
Molded.
Or another word for that?
Sour.
Okay. And after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Hog head cheese.
Okay. What about from the liver? Have you ever heard of cooking and grinding up the liver?
No, I've heard of cooking the liver, but I don't... I've never heard of grinding up the liver. I don't think so. I don't.
Have you ever heard of any dish made out of the liver besides just cooked liver?
No. Uh-uh.
What about the blood?
No. Uh-uh. I don't know. I never went that route.
And say if you had some butter and it didn't taste right, you'd say that the butter was...
rank or cheesy.
Okay. And thick sour milk you call...
clabber.
Do you make anything from clabber?
Yes, buttermilk, butter.
What about a kind of cheese?
Cottage cheese.
And the first thing you do after milking is you have to...
after milking, you strain the milk.
And this is something kind of like a fruit pie. It's baked in a deep dish and it's got several layers of fruit and pastry.
Several layers of...
well, say you might put a layer of dough and then a layer of apples and then some more dough over that. Did you ever hear of something like... There are a lot of different names of it. A pot pie or deep dish apple pie or apple dowdy or apple cobbler.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was made like that.
What have you...
we just put one layer.
What did you call it?
Cobbler.
And if someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
groceries.
Okay. And you might take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and pour that over pie. What would you call that?
Milk and cream?
Mm-hmm. Milk or cream?
Whipped cream.
Or say something, mixture, maybe sort of a sweet mixture, sweet liquid that you might pour over pudding or pie. Would you call that a sauce or a gravy or dressing?
Sauce.
Okay. And food taken between regular meals, you call it?
In between snacks.
Okay. And you say, this morning I ate breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Ate breakfast at 7 o'clock.
And yesterday at that time I had already...
eaten.
And say if you're real thirsty, you might go over to the sink and get yourself a...
drink of water.
And you drink that out of a...
glass.
And you say that glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
And you say, so somebody has... what, that glass? Somebody has...
somebody broke the glass? Somebody else broke the glass.
Okay. And you might say, I didn't mean to...
to break the glass.
And say if you were real thirsty, you might say, I wanted a lot of water.
I drank a lot of water.
And you might ask me, how much of you...
how much did you drink?
Or how much water have you...
drank.
And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you'd tell them, go ahead and...
start eating.
Or they're standing, you tell them to...
seat. Have a seat.
Okay. And someone walks into the dining room, you say, won't you... what down? Won't you...
won't you have a seat and have something to eat?
Or another way of saying that, you'd say, won't you...
join us.
Or you offer them a chair and you say, won't you...
have some.
Okay. Or won't you... you... what down in the chair? You...
sit down in the chair.
Okay. So you'd say... you offered him a chair and then he... what down?
He had a seat.
Or using the word sit, you say he...
he sat down.
Okay. And you say nobody else was standing because everybody had already what down?
Sat down.
And if you wanted someone not to wait until the potatoes were passed over to them, you'd tell them just go ahead and...
Help yourself.
And you say, so then he went ahead and...
Helped himself.
And you say, ask him to pass them over to me since he had already...
Had some.
Or what himself, since he had already...
Helped himself.
Did you ever hear people say hope?
Yes, yes. Yeah. A lot of people around here use that.
Does that sound old-fashioned to you? Or
yes. Yeah, hope yourself. Okay. He wouldn't hope me at all. Yeah, a lot of people, older people around here. And you'll run into that, around, especially around Weewa up in there, out in those woods, you'll run into it.
You think of it sort of as old-fashioned or country
yeah.
or something?
I do, yes.
And if someone offered you some food that you didn't want, you'd say, no, thank you, I don't.
Care for any.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say that it's been...
Warmed over.
And you say you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew.
And, well, you might have for breakfast in the morning along with the sausage and eggs.
Grits.
Okay. What about something made out of corn, but you leach the outside of the corn off, maybe using lye water?